22 minutes after 3 Central African time, we continue to discuss the Supreme Court of Appeals ruling and its implications on public finance procurement practices in South Africa. And we're joined on the line by Charles Green, who's the Associate of Dispute Resolution at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Charles, the court recognized Zeal Health as an innocent contractor in all of this. Let's talk about the principle, you know, that's used, or rather, does the principle protect suppliers in unlawful procurement?
Yes, yeah, very, very important question. So it's a new jurisprudence that's forming in our courts, where courts are identifying that there may be instances where a contractor has provided goods and services to government in accordance with the contract concluded with government, and innocently so. It did not actually know or have any involvement in the conclusion of that contract being deemed unlawful. So the example, and it was actually not so long ago in the Constitutional Court, was a service provider had been awarded a tender. It does work for government. They invoice. Government is not willing to pay. They say, look, can we please renew this contract? And the contractor says, look, I'm not sure if that actually follows public procurement processes. Are you sure? Government gives their commitment that they've complied. They enter into a further agreement, they invoice further, and then government turns around and says, actually, look, we think this contract's unlawful, we're going to review it and set it aside. And obviously the consequence of that is that you're not going to be paid for your invoices done. So what our Constitutional Court has done and what the Supreme Court of Appeal has also reaffirmed is that in instances where a service provider is completely innocent, has no knowledge that a contract was concluded unlawfully, it's a just and equitable remedy that they be paid for those services, because factually, no services and goods were delivered, which I think is very different from the perspective that we have looking at state capture, where many service providers were actually involved in the conclusion of an unlawful contract. In those instances, the court will not come to your aid. But if you are an innocent contractor, the court will give a just and equitable remedy in those circumstances. Yeah.
Charles, it's weird because I always thought that tender documents do disclose budget limitations or caps.
Yeah, no, surprisingly not. It's not something you regularly see in tender documents. You won't normally see the budget available for the contract or the actual budget that's allocated for the specific goods and services that you're bidding for.
All right. And what has the response then been from legal experts as well, government officials perhaps as well as the private sector?
Yeah, well, we're kind of waiting to see the response from government, because it would seem that government would benefit by being more transparent, because then you wouldn't have a situation where your contract is set aside, let's say it was concluded unlawfully, but a contractor would come and still claim for payment, because they couldn't argue they were innocent if you were transparent from the outset. I mean, if you say my contract's worth 100 million and they bid 150 million, you know, you're not really an innocent contractor in that sense. So it kind of gives them an added layer of protection. So we're kind of expecting government to be more transparent in the financial affairs insofar as it relates to public procurement.
Continue, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, and I think for the private sector, I mean, it should be a welcome judgment. You would always want to know exactly what you're bidding for, how much is the appetite of government, to ensure you can actually put towards a bid that is competitive in relation to the private sector. So I think it's a judgment that should be welcome from the private sector.
By all parties, really.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. And how do you foresee then any challenges in this legal framework governing public procurement as a result of the ruling? What reforms might be necessary added to this?
Yeah, we're almost in a period of transition when we're talking about public procurement in South Africa, because as you know, the Public Procurement Act has been signed into effect by our president. Has been signed, but it's not commenced yet, so it's not actually under effect. So in this transitional stage, a lot of these judgments are coming out now where it could be regulated by the provisions in the Act and the regulations that we're still waiting to see. So for a lot of public practitioners like myself, we're kind of waiting with bated breath to see what are the regs going to look like, what are the key provisions, does it go against judgments that came out before the Act actually became effective. So we're almost in a period of waiting right now, and then once it comes, we can actually really see how effective these judgments were and how effective the Act is in relation to public procurement in South Africa.
Charles, thank you very much for your time and the very clear explanations that you provided there.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That is Associate of Dispute Resolution at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Charles Green there to us speaking about this latest ruling by the Supreme Court of Appeals on public procurement. It certainly affects that. And I think that it is a positive step, a move in the right direction where tenders are concerned and what the various departments that are putting them out should be declaring up front. I mean, I really thought it was a common practice or standard practice that an amount of whatever service or product is being sought by the various departments is put on the tender documents. But clearly, I am no tenderpreneur. Let us know what you think if you are one and if this affects how much profit you'll make at all. But I think it's just guidelines, right? I would think it's a normal guideline to say, all right, your bid should not exceed this much because we won't be able to pay it out. Common sense to me. I should probably work in government.